From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On day two of the Democratic National Convention in Boston, delegates hear from an old voice and a new voice. We'll have an interview with the new voice, Illinois Senate candidate Barack Obama, in a few minutes. But first, the old, the senior senator from Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy. Known as the Lion of the Senate, Kennedy has been instrumental in bringing the convention to Boston, and he has worked energetically on behalf of John Kerry's presidential candidacy. But, as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports, Kennedy's support can be a mixed blessing.
Senator Ted Kennedy has campaigned hard for John Kerry across the country, as he did last January in Dubuque, Iowa, where he introduced his younger Senate colleague like a proud political godfather.
I'm asking you, are you going to stand with John Kerry? I'm talking about, will you be there? Give him a great debut. Welcome, my friend, our candidate, John Kerry.
That full-throated enthusiasm speaks to a strong bond between the two senators, but the relationship hasn't always been easy for Kerry, according to Democratic political strategist Dan Payne.
It's chilly in the considerable shadow of the best known and maybe the most powerful senator in the country. And so it's been difficult for John Kerry to sort of establish himself.
Indeed, despite his 20-year Senate career, Kerry has always been the junior senator from Massachusetts. It's a point that Kerry now jokes about when he campaigns with a 72-year-old senior senator.
And I was asked, is it hard to live in the shadow of a great senator like Ted Kennedy? Are you jealous of the fact that you have to live with a living legend like him? And it was Teddy asking me the question.
But Kennedy has thrown himself into the Kerry campaign. One reason, according to friends, is that he feels betrayed by President Bush, with whom he collaborated in 2001 on education and Medicare reform. For his part, Kerry has long idolized Ted Kennedy's late older brother, President John F. Kennedy, and he respects his senior colleague's deep experience. So when his campaign was on the verge of collapse late last year, he sought help from Kennedy, who gave him his own respected chief of staff, Mary Beth Cahill, to shake up the Kerry campaign. Kennedy has also helped fire up the Democratic base, according to Massachusetts Congressman Marty Meehan.
Ted Kennedy has just played an incredibly important role in Iowa and New Hampshire and generating support for Senator Kerry all across the country. So it's been a great relationship.
For Republicans, the more face time Ted Kennedy gets, the better.
Whit Ayers is a Republican pollster who says the only people Ted Kennedy energizes more than Democrats are Republicans.
John Kerry has been trying to slip the punch that he's a Massachusetts liberal. But every time he appears with Ted Kennedy, he reinforces the Republican criticism that he really is a liberal senator from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Hairstyle by Christoph's, $75.
Indeed, Design Republicans are eager to link Kerry with Kennedy, as in this political spot produced by the group Citizens United.
Another rich liberal elitist from Massachusetts who claims he's a man of the people. Priceless.
For his part, Senator Kennedy told NPR station WBUR this morning how he reacts to being a Republican lightning rod.
Oh, I welcome that. I treat that as a matter of honor. This administration has run $80 million of negative campaigns on John Kerry because they haven't got a record to run on their own.
This may be John Kerry's week, but at least one night of it belongs to Ted Kennedy. After he addresses convention delegates tonight, there'll be a celebrity-studded tribute to Ted concert at Symphony Hall. But when Kerry begins his post-convention hunt for those crucial moderate swing voters, political strategist Dan Payne says Kennedy will probably step back.
So this week may be the high point of their joint enterprise.
Or the last hurrah for the senior senator from Massachusetts. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.